up the stitches.
Before I.
Yeah.
I feel funny. Why is this happening to me?
It's okay, bud. It's just from the medicine. Okay?
Is this going to be forever?
No. No, it won't be forever.
Wait, what was up with the kid?
He had to go to the dentist.
Oh, and they just fucking...
No, they just fucking, like, knocked his ass out, man. I don't know what the fuck they gave him. It looked like it was pretty good. I'm just saying, like, that's very reminiscent of the first time I ever got myself drunk. Like, I snuck into my dad's liquor cabinet. Like, I know where you're at, man. I didn't know you weren't supposed to drink that much Kahlua. I don't know what the fuck Kahlua was. It's like 7. It's like great. That's, yeah. I remember that really well. Is this going to last forever? Yeah. Pretty much feels like it.
Is this real life?
It's real life. You're way too young.
And then he fucking freaks and just calls.
Oh, that was brilliant. What a great dad. That guy's awesome. Far from thinking that's a bad thing, I think all of us could use a little bit more of that, you know?
Yeah.
If our parents had had a little bit of evidence like that lurking around about our past. Poor fucker. You know, grats to him for being an internet meme, you know, after like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Whatever it fucking took.
All right, I'm moving into the next step of registering us for E3.
Did you find the right step?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't know if I'm registering myself.
Or the shoe.
Yeah.
I hope you're registering the shoe, because I like to pretend that that'd be...
Well, they asked for an email, and I didn't put everyone at in-game chat. I put, my email for it. Scott@ingamechat.net. Media category. Please locate your media category, then select your specific media type. Well, we're not an analyst. Pachter. Electronic broadcast.
Yeah?
Radio national or radio regional local?
Radio. Ooh, that's tough. What if you have a lot of people in Australia who listen to your show?
Ooh. Oh, shit. Okay, media category, electronic broadcast. Then there's media category online. Online gaming enthusiast, online news consumer general. We would be radio.
Would we? I don't know. I think you've got a lot to think about. You need to examine all those different categories, because I don't think it's that big a deal. I think you can.
There's print, and that's not us, because it's newspaper and magazine, and that just ain't us. Then there's media category freelance journalist, online, print, or broadcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the show is many of those things.
Yeah.
Depending on...
But I can only pick one.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think I should go radio, regional, local. Because my W-2 says Blue Water Broadcasting.
Okay.
And I'm thinking if I get one of us in, then I can say, well, this is the rest of my crew.
Sure, if that's what you want to do.
You register and do it a different way and see what happens.
Think that's a good idea or a bad idea?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Well, I mean, we are radio.
We were radio.
Yeah.
Shut up. They won't listen to this episode. We are radio.
Sure. We're radio. You do whatever you want. I'll do it a different way, Jeremy. You can do it a third if you fucking want to.
Whichever way it works, we'll go back and be like, I'm with him. I'm print.
I'm print media. See how that flies.
I don't know. Tell you what, I'll go media category freelance journalist broadcast.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Because that's essentially what we are. Unless, of course, my next page says, sorry, you fail.
Don't worry about it. We got this other thing we're going to do real quick.
What are we doing? Sure.
The show for which you're using to ride to E3.
And you're not.
Hey, show. How you doing?
Welcome to...
No, it was an accusation. I was just trying to shine a light on it.
No, that is true. I mean...
These fine folks on the other end of the microphone... Helping us, you know, legitimize our trip.
I don't know. You haven't been to one since it was the grand E3 that it always had been.
Yeah.
Both of you, actually.
Right.
No, we quit when it was good.
Yeah, and I went
when
it was...
I've been to an E3 in Atlanta, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no kidding. You're the rare. You guys are the rare breed there. The one that was in Atlanta, but yeah, so...
Well, they used to do it. They used to fly back and forth, vacillate between the East Coast and the West Coast every other year. That was okay.
All right. Welcome to In-Game Chat to episode... Well, not an episode. Welcome to In-Game Chat for Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
February the...
We're taking the advice from the forums. Just going to say, hey, it's February 3rd.
It makes
really
a lot more sense. See what happens when you make suggestions to people who don't really know what they're doing in February? It helps out a lot.
We take the advice.
This is Tuesday, which will help you out a lot because you'll understand where we're coming from.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, February 3rd, 2009. We are the official podcast of ColonyOfGamers.com. You can check us out there in the forums, which you have, and we love it. Or you can head over to ingamechat.net and see us over there.
Either one of those places or in our email in everyone at ingamechat.net. You can get in touch with us in any of those three and let us know what you think we are.
Man, that's radio, really slick. Regional, look at local. You.
I put host on my thing. Do I have to go back and change that now?
No, not at all.
You want to take over?
No, I don't want to take over. But I wanted to put in what I wanted to put in, which was, you know, while they're helping us figure out what we're doing,
yeah,
they should help us figure out what the fuck we are.
That's a good.
That's what I wanted to do.
Yes, that's a good. That's a good point.
Yeah, thanks.
You decide.
What I was.
Everybody, you decide our credentials. The hell are we?
Maybe you should give up your host title.
I will turn this
off. You need to rein me in, goddammit.
I will turn this show around.
I will turn this show around right now.
You need to stop me doing so much of what it is I do. That's one of the suggestions.
You're not really... You're fucking hard to stop, man.
You could try throwing a shoe at him.
That's true.
See if his dodging equivalent is that of
that
Bush.
It can't be. It can't be that good.
Shit, I can't... I was impressed by that.
Who wasn't?
Anyway, welcome to the show. We should probably get on to what the show's
about. Stop digressing?
Yes. So anyway, news. Well, hey, let's hit around. What have we been playing? I have stuff. You guys might not.
Playing?
I played Skate 2.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. I'm on the fence of sending it back yet because it sort of felt like when I stopped playing it, whatever it was this weekend, I think it was Saturday, when I decided to stop playing it and took it out of the 360, I decided, you know, I'm going to send that back. It's a great game, but god damn, there's just a whole lot of shit to do there. That world is huge that they give you to mess around with. I don't know the lingo. Maybe I could learn to know what the hell some of this shit is. But there's just a lot to do here, but it's a good it's a great game. It's just I'm an uneducated whatever. I don't fucking know skating, and so yeah. But I think for people who enjoy those games and who have enjoyed those games, it's great for them. And I think for people who have curiosity about it, I think you should start there because I think it will either draw you in or make you realize that this ain't for me. But it's still, you know, not a bad game by any means. I know I was just, cars would drive by and I'd grab onto the car and I'd let it take me to different parts of the map or something. Mm-hmm. And I stopped off at this one place that had an arrow over it, and I'm like, oh, what's this? And so I click up to activate whatever activity it is at this jump-like thing. And it's like, okay, jump over this, score a certain amount of points, and then it, you know, it becomes open, whatever that means. So I did it, I scored the points, and it became open. Well, all of a sudden, when I got near it, instead of at the bottom left of my screen, it's saying, own it for this many points, you know? Get this many points, and you own the... You kind of unlock that area. It didn't say that anymore. It showed Hoggy and his score.
Hmm.
And it's like, top your friend.
Oh.
And so I did, by the way. Not by very many points, but I was like, "Oh, that's Kevin's. I'm taking that." And so I did it, and I have no idea if he's been by there, but it was just a random area. Reminded me a bit of Burnout Paradise, which I think you haven't played, but James has.
I played it.
Oh, the demo. That's right. But all the streets have best times and best showtime scores.
Okay.
And so when you're online, You know, that street name up at the top is either red, silver, or gold. If it's gold, you own both the Time and the Showtime record. If it's silver, you only own one of those, either the Time or the other one. And if it's red, you don't own any part of that.
Okay.
And it shows who has the highest time and who has the highest crash score online with your friends. And so you can attempt to beat their time, and then all of a sudden, you have it. You know, you score tops. And when they sign in, they get a little thing saying, hey, so-and-so beat you on this road, and this road, and blah, blah, blah. So you can go back and, you know, try and take it over again. And I wonder kind of if it works that way. I have no idea, but I enjoyed it. And then I played Afro Samurai.
Ah.
And I liked it. It got a little... Okay. I liked it, but the camera is fucked up.
Okay.
I do not like the camera. You can invert the camera as far as the up and down is concerned, but the left and right is different. If I want to look to what's over at my right, I have to push the camera...
Normally you would push it right, so I'm guessing if it's fucked up...
It's reverse. I'm trying to picture it in my head. So if I want to see what's over there, you know how, you know, in an FPS...
Mm-hmm.
You know, strafing is one of the buttons, and then the movement's the other one,
mm-hmm.
which kind of works like a camera would. Different in Afro Samurai. So if I want to look to the right, I need to point my stick to the left.
That's weird.
And it's very, very frustrating. I don't know. And they don't allow you to change that. I can change the vertical axis. Or the vertical, yeah, whatever. I can change that if I want to. I can invert that, you know, to point up, look down, that sort of thing. But it doesn't let me do that on the other.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand it either. It is the most annoying thing about the game. However, it's still okay. It's still fun. I'm still only renting it, and maybe I would have a different opinion paying $60 for this and finding out this camera's fucked as it is.
Mm-hmm.
As a rental, it's like, okay, I'll tolerate you. And play you, because I know I can send you back whenever I feel like it.
All right.
So, but I still really enjoyed it. For a licensed game, it's really good. It's really enjoyable for what it does. But that camera, that camera is very frustrating. If you can get over that, you'll enjoy the game. If you can't, it'll just aggravate the hell out of you. It's really, really bad. But that's what I played. Played some more Burnout. Last night I did this. I finally got 101% complete on the game. I've owned it for a year, over a year, and I finally got all the roads owned for Showtime and
on what?
Burnout Paradise.
On
360.
360?
Yes.
You going for the 202?
I'm going to try, yeah. After doing what I was doing most of the weekend and last night, I'm not as eager to do that.
Right. Which, by the way, for clarification, the 202 Club is 101% on both versions of the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I want that. So I may aim for that. I may aim for that now. I tell you what, doing these, trying to find these billboards and smashes. I had a problem looking for those. It was like because they're scattered all about. Going through and doing the Showtime and the best speed time on each road really helped that search. Because I would go up one stretch of road, and if any little yellow or red caught my eye that I thought might be something I need to look into, once I got done with that piece of road, I would drive back down it and find wherever it was, you know. And eventually I found what I needed to find and got all that stuff done. So, yeah. And it also made me... a lot of people are intimidated by the roadworks in that game. I mean, it's huge, and there's lots of roads, and they all intersect, and they do this, and how do you get around, and that sort of thing. But when you go through to get those times on that sort of thing, you really learn those roads. The more you put into it, the more those roads become like, okay, I know if I turn here, this road intersects later with where I want to be. Because there was a lot of that. There was a lot of me looking at the map after I'd done a road and saying, okay, which other road do I need to get to start doing a Showtime event or a road rule event to get that accomplished? I was like, oh, it's over there. Well, if I hit this and go there and do that, I can. And you just start to learn that stuff. So, anybody new to the thing, don't be intimidated by how big
anybody
it is.
Anybody new to the thing, just wait till Friday.
You get the restart, but you still got to learn the road.
Yeah, but it'll help you a lot.
Yeah,
it will ease your frustrations a lot because there are frustrations to be had. When you do that sort of thing, but that's good. I mean, I'm glad you're the Burnout content of your blood is sufficient.
Yeah, yeah. It was good. Enjoyed it, and got all my cars unlocked and looking forward to the patch and looking forward to some more stuff coming out this year for it. Lots of stuff coming out this year. So that's what I played. Jeremy?
Yeah, not so much.
What happened?
I got the 3 Red Ring of Death.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my God, really?
Yes. Because I got it earlier, and then it like came back for a little bit, and now it's back permanently.
Oh,
not
man.
Going away. So I had
we're going to juggle 360s again.
Yeah. I had intentions on playing Lego Batman, which is what I was actually firing it up to play, and finishing off the mall, but obviously neither of those things happened.
That's cool.
Apparently they don't send you boxes anymore. I called Microsoft, and they'll give you a shipping label, and you can print it out yourself, or they can mail it to you. But they do not send boxes; you have to package yourself now.
That's actually a good idea. Because they send their boxes are ass. Seriously, I've had.
That's
two,
why you still have.
That's why I still have the back, one that yeah. I haven't sent back, because on three separate occasions they would send me boxes, and like one of them was really just falling apart, like the enclosure, like it wouldn't even close up properly.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one was, like, demolished by UPS or something. I can't remember what happened to that one. And then the third one was left in the rain. So, fuck them.
That's brutal.
You going to go through with the process? You going to send it back?
Oh, yeah. I've already started the process. I made the mistake of saying that I don't have a printer, which is true. I don't have a printer, but I could have printed it out at work.
Mm-hmm.
So they put me on they're going to mail me the
oh,
list.
Shit.
So I got to wait for that to show up. Maybe it'll be here tomorrow. I can go ahead and get mine sent off.
That's really terrible. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, James, it falls on you. What'd you play?
Not a whole lot. I'm having a little bit of fun right now with the minor wave of price drops that have happened. Something. I mean, I played my regular shit. I played some Bad Company. I played some. Played my Eve. I lost internet for like 4 days because my modem died.
The perfect opportunity that we were going to have to finish Gears.
Yeah, to do a lot of other things.
And to write up the show.
That's why our previous episode wasn't posted properly. Like my modem just went tits up and is completely, like just completely died. So they had a guy come out, give me a new modem, everything's fine. But a total hardware failure. So that was really awful. So I read a bunch of books over the weekend, which isn't terribly fun. But like, and I had some single player stuff I wanted to play, but like, I could not bear to even launch my consoles without the internet behind them.
Not even Prince of Persia?
It really made me uncomfortable. I wasn't happy with it. I bought a handful of things that
never letting it go.
Whatever.
Keep pushing on it.
I think I can hold on to it longer than you can.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll see.
I don't know anything about it. I can totally not give a shit. But you're sitting over there with the burning desire to talk to me about the end of the game.
So are people in our forums.
Yeah, whatever. It's not. I don't have it because I haven't gotten there. If I had gotten there, obviously, I'd be really uncomfortable with the need to talk about the end. And I already told you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it on the PS3. That has nothing to do with what I was saying. Because what I was saying was that I found like that I had a real discomfort in even launching my consoles to play some of the single-player things that I had. Because it picked up... Dark Sector, Darkness, and Stranglehold, all for a pittance.
Yeah, those are all...
Recently,
well, Stranglehold has a multiplayer aspect. Does Dark Sector have anything?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. No, I bought all those things for like $10, you know?
Yeah.
What they've gone down to. Like, just a total. I mean, like, and half of what I think they're all actually worth. All three of those things are actually worth quite a bit more, but your mileage will vary, obviously. But so many things like that are available on the serious cheap now. So I picked up a lot of those things and played a little bit of them. I missed the opportunity to do it to any great degree, but I really wanted to play Moon this weekend. Very badly. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope. I know it's a DS game.
It's the FPS on the DS, like the FPS kind of. Yeah, it's a sci-fi FPS on the Nintendo DS. And I was very fascinated by it. And I took a long look at it when it first came out. And I wanted to play it again. But I missed my opportunity to get my hands on a copy for the weekend. And it made me sad, because it looked kind of cool. The only thing that I hated about it with what little I played was that it was obviously meant for a right-handed gamer, I think. They intend for you to have the stylus in your hand.
Okay.
To operate other things with the hand that's holding the system. And I naturally want to hold it with my right hand and stylus with my left. And they don't want you to do that.
Hmm.
They want you to hold it with your left and stylus with your right. And I'm not comfortable doing that. But I kind of wanted to see that. I saw some talk in the COG forums about it.
Yeah.
And wanted to get a little bit more playtime with it. But I didn't. So I didn't do that. Like I tooled around with a lot of things. But I didn't play as much as I would have liked to. Damn the internet. So, that was about it for me. I was really looking forward to finishing Gears. I've only had that game out for 2 months now.
Yeah.
2.5 months. Blockbuster seems cool with it, though.
You know how long I've had Spider-Man Web of Shadows from them? Very long time. COD World at War, same thing. December, really? November, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I haven't heard a word from them. That
no.
both scares me and...
No, man, they're all right with it in the...
I meant to ask you, can I do movies with that, too? Or did I just purchase, like, the video game plan?
No, man, it's the whatever plan.
Okay, good.
It's the stuff in their store plan.
Yeah. That'll keep me from...
Which is another really good plan. They haven't hassled me about it, and I got Gears when it came out.
Well, I got World at War, and now that his is red-ringed and Kevin's has gone back, I'm like, okay, I can send this back. You know, yeah. We've had our taste of Nazi zombies and... whatever else, I'm cool. I can send this back, and so maybe
that's go good taste.
Pick up a movie. Because I was thinking about what games I could pick up, and I'm like, well, I pretty much my backlog is pretty much full. I've got what I really want to play, during the slow period. So I can go over there and grab a movie or something like that, and instead of paying 400 some odd points to download it off the 360.
Yeah, well, that's cool. You know, I was totally wrong for some reason. I thought we were gonna have the Killzone 2 demo earlier.
Yeah.
Then we did Thursday. Thursday it'll be up. Thursday. Really sucks because there's that on Thursday. What else on Thursday?
Halo Wars.
I'm off on Thursday. You guys are working. I guess I'll be the only.
So
able to
yeah,
talk about
there's
this.
A yeah. If you can tear yourself away from.
Well, you know how the PSN is, man. Like, there's every chance that they won't even get it.
Actually, you're exactly right. You will not get that until, like, 7 p.m. that night.
Yeah, which is really fucking annoying.
Jesus.
Which, okay, just, I mean, to mention the way things have gone, you know, last week, the very first of the reviews started popping up on the internet. The European review embargoes. European and, I guess, Australian.
Was it today that the embargo lifted?
No, it was this week. It was actually Monday.
Okay.
It was yesterday that the U.S. review embargoes lifted. And I haven't seen any major sites' review numbers pop up, but there have been a few people. I mean, the most noteworthy of which, for me, was the
game trailers. 9.1.
It was
9.2. Was it 9.2? Sorry.
You watched it, obviously.
I have not.
Oh, you haven't?
Because I've been at work all day, and it was released. I just got word that it came out today, the game trailers review. Because I've been at work, and I will get a chance to watch that here.
It was very good.
Shortly after the show.
No more surprises than what we'd already heard about the single-player campaign. And not that I'm looking to... I've got no fanboy angle on Killzone 2. I'm sort of cheering for Sony to have, you know, to knock some exclusive out of the park, just for the fact that I think that would be great, you know, for them. But I'm really anxious to have something that's that good on my PS3. Good in the same way that things of the same type are good on the 360.
I'd like to have something, not only that, and maybe I've said this in our last time we talked about it, but it's hitting me right now, but I'd like to have not only that, but I'd like to have a reason, and a good one, to use my online capabilities with that,
well,
my multiplayer capabilities.
Apparently, you're gonna. Because they were the game trailers review in particular was extremely complimentary.
Which means I got
to
get a Bluetooth
to the multiplayer component. They said that it was fan fucking tastic.
Yeah.
And it did a really really wonderful job of.
Did you see about how
putting
it,
together the class based system?
Did you see about how it switches your game type on the fly?
Yeah.
So like you're playing standard deathmatch, and when that round is over, all of a sudden it'll switch
it's
to
search and destroy.
Search and destroy.
Nice.
And then once that round's over, it's like it switches to capture the flag.
Yeah.
It's like your playlist. You know.
That's great. That's great.
It looked like I'm daring to be very excited about this game. all of this, the standard caveats apply, like the fact that I would rather use my 360 controller for a shooter of that type, and, mm-hmm. and the fact that I don't think there's any chance that the networking for the PS3 end of things is going to be as good, quite as good, as it is on the 360 side. But I'm really, like, I'm really fucking excited about it. Really want it to.
Have
be
you
very
got
good.
Your Traeger repair kit yet?
Not yet. Okay. I have not.
I got to order mine too.
It was supposed to be something that I had already done, and wouldn't you know it, it was on my list of things to do over the weekend. So when I didn't have internet.
Yeah, no, no.
Okay. You mentioned you're planning on playing Prince of Persia on PS3, right?
Yeah, I had already begun it on PS3.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing that you're
then
doing
I made
it on
some
the,
progress.
The PS3 and not
and
the PC.
And not the PC, because they don't
the
get
PC, the
DLC. They don't get the epilogue DLC.
That's a little bit strange. For
that me. Is very strange.
I don't know what to say about that. I mean, not that... Does Prince of Persia on the PC represent any significant percentage of the people who bought or played?
That's a good point.
Prince of Persia at all? Like, I mean, I that's great that it's there, and I'm sure you've got your gamepad of choice set up to do that. I just, I would never think to play that on my PC unless I desperately wanted to play it in the PC, and I was only a PC gamer.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were that person, I don't think I would have a terrible great deal of interest in that game to begin with. So I don't know. Not great, not a tragedy. So I don't know what else to say about that. We had a lot of past what, like 6-8 hours, been a lot of news of delays.
Yeah, there has.
Just recently Godfather 2 got delayed.
Godfather 2's delayed, Sims 3, for anybody who may care,
mm-hmm.
has been delayed. And The Godfather was a big thing because that was, we were within a month of that.
We were in the month.
Yeah.
It was this month it was supposed to be released.
That's not very good. You could have done a little bit better at pushing that date back maybe a little bit sooner, because it's, there's enough people that are looking forward to that, that it would have been awfully nice to have. That wasn't a good one. I know people were saying that, or I read rather, that there was a Dragon Age delay.
Yeah,
toward the
yeah.
back end of the year from the first. Man, I never expected mm-hmm. that in the first half of this year. Anyway,
yeah, there are some games that before. Yeah,
they were saying the PC version would be out earlier, and that's been pushed back yeah. to the same date as the consoles.
Yeah, I that only makes sense to me. I wouldn't have thought that we would have seen it any sooner, really. Something else. I cannot remember what it was delayed. Obviously, it wasn't anything I cared terribly much about. I am happy to say, I am not particularly interested in the announcement of Dead Space for the Wii. Obviously, there's a lot of work at the moment to try to figure out exactly how many M-rated titles Nintendo's systems can bear. I understand that with the right input, with really well-calibrated controls, Dead Space sort of makes a lot of sense, but... You know, the entire game was based on the extreme precision of shaped damage, you know? Like, extreme precision being the whole fucking point. Like, I don't know that... I have no desire whatsoever to get within 100 yards of that game on the Wii. I don't care what people say. I don't care about the thought of how good it might be. I spent too much time thinking about how good the Wii might be back before it came out, so... I don't know about that. Just a little.
Well,
yeah, I don't know. Dead Space on the Wii and what else is due imminently? Like Tenchu is on the Wii this week, which
this
that's
week,
really
yeah.
annoying. I could have used another. I'm always a sucker for another Tenchu, and they totally like screwed us with the last one. But if they had given us yet another attempt on the 360 or the PS3, I would have been really happy to participate in that again.
You saw what else was coming to the Wii.
What?
Indiana Jones.
Is it really? No,
did you
I didn't see
that?
Oh, that's really lame.
That game that was supposed to be all really, you know, the game that LucasArts was working on?
Yes. Okay.
They've decided to say, okay, we're gonna put that on the Wii.
Well, they'll make some money. They'll make some money off of it.
But we're not getting that great. There was a trailer released, a little teaser trailer, that was composed of footage from the game that they were working on for the 360 and the PS3. So it's all, you know, CGI, whatever. It's nothing. It's no in-game footage or anything like that.
Okay.
But it looked... In other words, we were looking at in-game footage of what would have been for the 360 and the PS3. Being that it was the Wii, it was like, well, this is not your in-game stuff, because it's not going to look like this on the Wii. But it looked so good. It was so disappointing to watch, because I'm like, oh, we could have had that.
Yeah.
And you know what comes with it? Fate of Atlantis.
Fate of Atlantis, yeah. I did see that. I just somehow I didn't associate it with a port to the Wii. It's a little bit...
It's not necessarily a port. I think it's resources have... You know, it's like, okay, yeah, I think right. the money the has wrong, dried up, you know?
I understand.
And they're like, okay, well, then we've got to do something with this. Here,
you know, it's
DS, Wii, PS2.
I'm totally PSP. Making this up, and I'm sure that it's not as valid as I think it is. But, you know, we saw the, like, there was a big departure from PC games towards consoles in general, because consoles are safe.
Mm-hmm.
Profits are safe. Like, your margins are much more broad on the console than they are on the PC. But you make money on the console, you don't make money on the PC. And it seems to me that, like, we're seeing maybe, like, a further refinement of that business model or of that. At least the philosophy, the thought. They're testing the waters of saying, well...
Now if you put it on the Wii, you'll make the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not necessarily all the consoles, but if you put it on the Wii, you'll
consoles
make your money.
More profitable than PC. Wii more profitable than other consoles.
But is it?
I don't know. No, that's why I didn't try to attach any legitimacy to that.
Is
at
it?
All. I'm just looking at it.
I mean, we did go. You know, was it? It wasn't last episode, but a few episodes ago, we went over the top selling games of the year.
The only thing that seems to sell on Wii. I mean, there's like the occasional breakthrough third party title, but most.
Well, you're true. You're right.
No, no, no,
you're exactly right.
You're right about that. But there are two things you have to consider. One, and I'm not trying to cast dispersions here. This is not. Against all Wii owners, but crap will sell on the Wii. Just crap. Just total crap because the library is much thinner. So people really will look for just about any goddamn thing to buy on the Wii. It'll sell. Second, how much... And it's margins, it's profits that we're talking about. How much would it have to sell on the Wii, given how much it would cost to develop something for the Wii? To be profitable compared to one of the other console development cycles, you know? And this is it's just a thought. It's just a consideration. But in sniffing the air and just sort of looking around at what people are doing, that's the sense. That's my gut reaction, is that even within the domain of the very profitable console, they're looking at yet another direction. You know, whatever. They're probably just doing something as simple as making... You know, trying to make more third-party games for the Wii. But what they're doing seems to be... I don't know. To me, it looks like they're trying to take things that, with a minimum of effort, can be made to turn some kind of profit on the Wii. And I think it's probably not as hard, because we know the games are not... Nobody expects the Wii to impress visually, so don't spend as much money trying to make it impress visually. Like... People were obviously satisfied with the degree to which the Wii's control scheme actually works. So this pursuit of like some kind of amazingly tight, really refined control scheme on the other consoles is not necessary in the same way. Whatever. I'm just being very suspicious of their motives. That's all I'm doing. I don't fucking know. I won't be surprised if I'm not wrong, though. Like, it makes sense. The damn thing sells, like, dollar tacos, you know? I don't know. Whatever. I don't give a shit. More to my liking, however. I mean, if EA wants to take some stuff of there, that's fine. If they can make some money off of a Dead Space port and give us another Dead Space, okay. I guess.
Diversification right now in your game portfolio is pretty important. If you can find anything that makes some money right now, that's probably a good thing.
If the title is faced with extinction otherwise, mm-hmm. then I think that's really great. Because I had kind of written, as good as they are, I'd kind of written Dead Space and Mirror's Edge off as mm-hmm. to, you know, the stuff we're never going to see again. So if they think that they can make some money out of it somewhere else, okay, just give me another one.
Yeah.
That's all I would really ask. Fate of Free Radical?
Well,
see the rumor?
I just, yeah, I was reading that. The writer of Haze let loose that, who was it, Crytek?
Crytek.
Yeah.
That's the rumor right now. Because Free Radical's future has been sort of up in the air
right.
for a minute ever since they sucked. And, well, you know, not really.
Oh, but Haze Crytek, was horrible. Yeah.
That's not a bad...
No, that's a great little... yeah, yeah.
So, it'll be interesting to see how that rumor boils down and if there's any truth at the bottom of it. My favorite piece of information of the day... though, is EA's confirmed multi-platform
Mass Effect 2.
That's not it. That's pretty much understood. I mean, when EA bought Mass Effect, I thought it was... That's basically, like, the first thought that went through most people's heads, is that, okay, it'll be multi-platform, and that's really great. But it was the Bad Company sequel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That excited me the most. Happy as I have been for so long with Bad Company. So hopefully, the window looks like sometime, maybe about a year from now. Sometime in the first real quarter of 2010. Mm-hmm. So, that's really great. I love me some Bad Company, and I'm anxious to see what they will do. At the moment, it still appears to be console only, which saddens me a little bit. I think it would be really great on the PC, sort of return to the PC. And I don't know, they're going back into the, what is it, Battlefield Heroes? That's the
next one.
That's the
free to play.
That's the freebie one on the PC.
The ad supported, yes.
Now gone back into beta.
Yes.
So maybe they're still going to try to keep that balanced. I will probably prefer Bad Company in the end. I don't know. It's really good. But. Yeah.
There was, we already hit the Dragon Age, and then we already hit the Godfather 2, and all this being delayed, and the multi-platform that we saw. A lot of people downloaded that Resident Evil 5 demo.
1.8 million surpassed The Force Unleashed.
Yeah. Which is weird, isn't it, how both of those, and I'm not saying it's almost universal that everybody has a problem with Force Unleashed in some way or another. I don't necessarily know. I don't really have my finger on the pulse of the Resident Evil 5 demo on where people are falling on that. Hating it as single player, loving it as co-op, loving it in both ways or whatever the case. I'm not really sure. I just know it was a testing bed for a lot of people. Obviously 1.8 million and so was Force Unleashed. Like, yeah, I'm going to try this out and see what this is about, because from everything I've seen, this looks great. And then they played it, and they were pretty much disappointed with what they got into. And it seems to be falling on the same thing with Resident Evil 5, finding, something that just rubs them the wrong way very, very big.
Yeah.
You, of course, the single player, just not going to work for you. And we still haven't gotten a chance to do that in the
co-op.
Yet another
thing that we have. I know, we still don't have a real opinion about it. I obviously will say that whatever it is, and we'll... I am simply trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, because it's so clear that what we're playing is a slice of code, like a very specific, especially organized little group of code. Like, this very demo is exactly what they were playing at E3. Like, I would like to think that something has maybe changed a little bit. But, I don't know. I'm done worrying about it for now. The game will come out, we'll play the game, we'll try the game, and then we'll make our decision there. Maybe I'm simply fated to work my way into a position where I have to be really suspicious of the game before it comes out. Maybe that's what the demo was designed to do, is realign my expectations. So, yeah, we'll see. Not buying it, though.
That's why I'm
buying fucking Killzone, though. I am all over that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I will...
And at this point, I am pleading. I am absolutely pleading with PS3 owners to, like, take a look at it and hopefully buy it, because I'm really very excited about the multiplayer. It is kind of a drag, evidently, that not just that it doesn't have co-op through the storyline, but that there seems to be every reason for you to have had co-op.
Yeah, yeah.
There are so many situations where you're partnered with another character or another group of characters.
Well, they never put you alone, from what I understand. You are never separated from more than, like, you know, one other person with you.
Right.
It's always a team of two or more.
Yeah, so it would have made perfect sense. Absolutely perfect sense.
It's almost as if...
Yeah. Almost.
You know what I'm saying. It's almost as if, well, we had co-op in there.
Yeah.
We had to take it out.
It worked really, really well.
Well, kudos to them for not announcing that co-op will be in there and then saying, well, we have to take it out.
Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. That seems to be the only...
Like some people have done.
If you need a lot of whiz-bang in your single-player first-person shooter stuff, that also seems to be something that you're not gonna be satisfied with what the game has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, I'm as good as it looks, as much fun as it might be to play. If it doesn't have some kind of knock your socks off multiplayer, it's probably not going to go anywhere. And I'm really anxious for them to. I want them to get back in the game. I want them to have something that really delivers for people. And if they had, you know, if they had something that was very exclusively theirs, was a very solid shooter, and had a really killer multiplayer system, I think that would be a great thing.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping. That's all I know how to do right now. And Thursday, hopefully.
Yeah, it's one of the few times where it's not like. I have to remember that Killzone 2, it's only on PS3. It's not like I can wait up until 2 a.m. on Thursday morning and grab it off the 360 and then join you on the PS3 later or something like that. It's only on the PS3. So, you know, I have to wait until their store is updated, and we just know how that is. So you may have... Well, you know what? Then you'll definitely have plenty of impressions of Halo Wars then to talk about on Thursday.
Hopefully. Hopefully there won't be any problems with that. It's another thing I'm really excited about. Although that reminds me, did you see the bit about the ensembles?
They released
the
their
ensemble projects.
Yeah. I don't remember any of the names and stuff, but I did see.
Oh,
that story.
I think their names were all working names anyway.
Yeah, it was all working titles.
They had they had basically two Diablo clones in there.
Mm-hmm.
A Pirates Diablo and a Diablo in space.
Yeah,
like. So, now, if you could somehow make it Space Pirates Diablo, I'm not sure that there's a demographic you haven't touched there, you know? I mean, who can't get excited? I mean, maybe that's why they were diversifying. Here's the Space Diablo crowd, and here's the Pirates Diablo crowd. Maybe there's a Ninja Diablo? Right?
Giant Robot Diablo.
Giant Robot Diablo. but there's some hope, of course, that at least a few of those titles are going to have life in whatever form. Like the various entities that made up Ensemble are going to be a part of it.
I don't know. We'll have to. Well, again, it's a nice big wait and see. I saw that EA bought the Bourne license from. I guess did Activision own that?
It was Activision, yeah.
Yeah, and did you see what the Ludlum people said about that?
Working with grown-ups now?
Now we're working with grown-ups.
I'm not even sure what that means. I didn't read the story. The headline didn't make any sense, and I wasn't really compelled to look any deeper.
Obviously, they weren't impressed by sales of whatever it was, the Bourne... I can't even remember what the damn name of the game was. Like, I'm getting it confused with the name of the movie.
Conspiracy.
Was it the Bourne Conspiracy? That's what it was. Okay, it was the Bourne Conspiracy. I was like, is it
C-O-N.
Not...
Conspiracy.
it's Bourne Conspiracy, and they weren't very impressed with those sales. I guess that's the only reason they would say something like that. I don't know. I loved the game, and yeah. There were some moments here this weekend when I was thinking about putting that back into the system and going through with it and. You know, playing some more of it. I enjoy that game. That's another single-player game for you. There's no online anything about that game, and it's really fun. Sure, it's all quick-time events.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you imagine playing that online?
No.
Like with nothing but QuickTime events?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's all it is. It's QuickTime events, but it's very enjoyable. It doesn't get old.
You know, so was Dragon's Lair. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say this is Dragon's Lair or anything.
Yeah.
Although.
What?
I don't know. I was just thinking about how much cooler it would be if it was all hand-drawn by Don Bluth Studios. I think a lot of things would be a lot cooler if they were hand-drawn Don Bluth animation.
Yeah. Yeah, I know they're pushing for like a live action.
We would be.
Yeah. That's true. I know they're pushing for like a live action Halo film, but I would totally enjoy me a Don Bluth Halo film. That would be great. God, that guy hasn't done anything since what, Titan AE?
Titan AE, yeah.
Shit.
You see the new Batman?
I watched it yesterday. I kept hearing all this stuff.
It's so creepy because I hadn't watched any of the trailers in a while, and I'm like, it just sounds, for obvious reasons, it's the cartoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, as soon as I heard Kevin's voice.
Yeah.
I think the Joker's voice is the first one you hear. And I'm like, damn. That's not the one from the animated series, but that's the voice.
Yeah.
That's the fucking voice. That's him.
And then the discrepancy between the Batman heard and seen is even greater.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that voice coming out of that Batman. It's just like, it's very strange.
Worlds
for me.
Are colliding.
Well,
I feel like on drugs.
Yeah.
Is this real life?
Is this going to be forever?
I have two fingers.
Don't put that in your mouth.
Don't do it. Did you watch what was it? Batman Gotham Knights, that little animated DVD they put out before Dark Knight came out?
No.
Okay. They had the little vignettes.
I have not watched it yet.
Okay, because Kevin voices every Batman. Kevin Conroy voices that.
Cool.
That's weird. And not weird in a good way.
Really?
No, it's not. Because you have this vision of what Batman is when he is animated.
Yeah.
And, see, again, we're kind of diverging, we're kind of not. I guess I'm trying to make a point.
Who cares? It's fucking Batman.
Yeah, exactly. The Batman cartoon series
yes.
did not use Kevin Conroy's voice.
Right.
And so it felt weird looking at an animated Batman and not hearing that voice, but I had plenty of episodes to watch and five seasons to go through, and it was fine. Mm-hmm. I understood that this is not Batman the Animated Series. This is the Batman. It's not even the same people.
Right.
It's not even Bruce Timm and Paul and everybody else. It's not even those people working on this. And Kevin's voice isn't there, so that's fine. But when you hear Kevin's voice, coming out of the different versions of Batman that they have in that.
Yeah.
Some of the versions I hate because all of a sudden Bruce Wayne is Asian or has a very Asian look. You know? But you're hearing Kevin's voice come out of that very frail looking feminine guy, you know, when he's Bruce Wayne. And it's very offsetting. And I didn't like that. I'm glad that they got his voice. I'm always glad when they can recognize that. Well, if we're going to use a voice, we got to use his because he is what everyone is.
Man.
And so it was nice. It kind of held that together a little bit. But when I first saw him speak in that trailer for Arkham, I was like, yeah, that voice fits. That's a brick wall right there, man. That's good. And you know, I was reading the joystick write-up about it. There's stealth, there's investigations, there's the hand-to-hand combat shit going on. Great. This looks, again, I hate that we're not, you know, praising it yet, but this is what we do. You don't get your hopes up for something like this.
Yeah.
For something
looks,
that
looks,
is...
It looks good, though. It looks very good. His suit looks shit hot. I like his design. I wasn't sure I would. I wasn't sure that it was working for me.
It's just all coming together. Like I said, Paul writing the story, those two guys doing the voices. I think we're okay. But you know, I'm still reserving until I see some more stuff. Again, it's like a movie trailer, I guess. It's like when Transformers was coming out, and you're like waiting to see what these things looked like. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know you were completely disappointed by it, and it's probably a lot of other people were as well. So. But so far, everything we're seeing, Even that, it mirrors that, doesn't it? They got the voice for Prime.
Man,
they got his look wrong.
It's like
as long as Batman doesn't say my bad, then you know.
I'm convinced that we have an almost limitless capacity for disappointment now.
Yeah. No, totally.
I think it's just been practice. I think that there's some kind of like colossal letdown in the works for like our generation,
yeah,
beyond like the media, beyond our beloved childhood emblems and heroes. I think that there's something really awful coming in the world, like they're going to outlaw like hot dogs and beer, some huge thing, right? Mm-hmm. That I normally would never be able to live without.
Well, it's outlawing beer, but it's not like, unprecedented. So.
And that all of these things they've been doing to all the sorts of things that I've loved for so long, mm-hmm, it's kind of like what the clown does to the balloon before he makes the balloon animal. He stretches it out a little bit. We're getting you ready, you know, for us to like
show you a snake,
blow up your ass. Like,
I'm gonna make a balloon animal. Let me stretch the balloon.
Get used to disappointment.
Snake.
That's what we're doing. Get used to disappointment.
Get used to disappointment.
Yeah. That's all it is.
I've always gone into almost every single scenario, regardless of what it is, gaming, films, real life. As long as you expect the worst, you'll always be pleased with what you get.
Not always.
What a terrible fuck. I just can't do that.
You'll be pleased more often than disappointed, but you will not always be pleased.
That's true. Because you won't ever... Because while you expect the worst, there are times when they will surprise you with something worse.
I went into Transformers with the lowest of possible expectations.
It came out thinking,
disappointed me.
Damn those fuckers.
I expected to find something like to walk away from and say, "Oh, that wasn't that bad." But I know a lot of people like it. Fine, good for you. But
But then Bumblebee pissed on some guy.
Yeah,
and you're like, "Wow, they just invented a new way for things to suck." They just totally invented it. I didn't think it was possible. And you're a very cynical guy. And I'm sure it would have taken you a long time to imagine that Bumblebee would piss on some guy's head. And that wouldn't even really be the worst thing that happened. I'm very sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. Fool me once, shame on you. You fool me, you can't fool me again.
Maybe that's an aphorism that they're trying to change. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know anymore.
I'm just saying, I'm not going into that theater again for that.
No. It's a little bit strange right now because I think we're in a perpetual state for the next at least few weeks of look, you know, there's nothing really to examine right now, and there's a few things that we've kind of pinned a lot of hopes to, things that'll either perform well or match the expectations of story or gameplay or something like that. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people at Sony are pinning an awful lot of hopes to Killzone. There's a lot to hope for at the moment, and not an awful lot to nothing contemporary onto which you can latch and be certain of its quality. You know, there are plenty of things from the past year. There are plenty of rock steady things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm gonna play a good online shooter, I've got two Call of Duties and a Battlefield that are all like really great and still to this day deliver an experience, you know, more or less like what they delivered before. But in looking more towards some of the stuff that's coming out, there's more hope right now than there is fact, and that'll change in the next few weeks, and some of it'll probably be crap, some of it'll hopefully be really good. I don't know when the hell we get an Arkham Asylum. When is that?
Summer.
Yeah,
June.
That's that. I knew that one was a little bit
June
later,
or July, right? I think, but it's this summer is the release date on it. So that's when we would get that. Right now, you know, obviously our thoughts are weighing with Street Fighter 4. Everything,
yeah.
Our February releases are Street Fighter 4, Killzone 2, Fear 2, what? X-Blades
Halo,
is this
Halo,
X-Blades
man.
Is this month for you.
Look at the videos.
I know. No. I'm not giving you shit, man.
It looked pretty good and it looks like it would be fun. Although all the videos I've seen are I haven't seen enough to satisfy my need for gameplay. I want to see just like a lot of murderous blades, you know, in an axe or any other goddamn shape. I don't care. Just, like, use them for something. And most of the videos are a lot of sort of posturing and dancing around and flourish and a lot of these other things rather than just, like, fucking killing stuff.
See, this is a great game. This is a great example of a game where you're like, I don't know what to think about it. I like your videos you're showing me, and I like that there's some possibility here with something really cool. You're not showing me any of what I'm thinking I'm going to be seeing here. You keep showing me the same thing. So I'm going to rent your game and see if what this stuff's in my head is actually in there.
Yeah.
And if it turns out that it is, you're thinking, this is great. You know, it turns into one of those, I love games that kind of come, that are kind of off the radar for the most part, but people love to death. I think for the PS3, what is it?
Valkyria Chronicles.
Yes.
Yes.
There's a lot of love for that game. You don't see a lot of people, you know, you don't see a lot of ads for it. You don't see a lot of praise for it in the media or anything saying, oh, it sold this many, or it's, you know, the sales aren't, you know, breaking headlines. But the community is eating that up, is loving that game. And I love games that tend to do it. I'm not saying X-Blades is going to be an example of that. It has the potential to be, though. It has the potential to be one of those games. Yeah, I know you're looking at the box, and it's a woman's butt, and she's got boobs, and she's got swords, and that sort of thing.
But, all of which are perfectly fine. If you want to have all those things, you go right ahead.
Yeah, but you sort of, for a lot of the...
But what are you going to do with your boobs, your butt, and your swords?
Right, a lot of people kind of write that off immediately when they see that.
I did. Absolutely did.
Yes, I totally did,
like,
too.
Oh, this is very interesting, but with the few movies I've watched, I would really like to see... Just give me a minute, you know, of uninterrupted actual gameplay. Not all the sort of horse shit... Like before and after a boss battle, or during some kind of cutscene that may involve a little bit of whatever. So
it's like, wait, I know this movie has The Rock in it, but it's actually very good.
Yeah, right.
I can't think of an example they give you for that. But that's what I mean, you know. Or for my case, I know this movie's directed by Michael Bay, but it's actually a lot of fun.
So check it out.
But yeah, that's what I see X-Blades is possibly being. So that's this month as well, and then of course it picks up in March with both Halo Wars and Resident Evil 5.
And Halo Wars right at the top of March too.
Bam,
so
bang,
like,
out of
you
the
know,
gate.
It's a little bit it's a little bit of misdirection to say, you know, here's our February releases, here's our March releases, and to sort of draw some kind of line between Killzone and
Killzone releases.
Killzone is on the 27th.
Yeah, and there's only 28 days in March, or in February. Yeah, I might have
fucked
that up.
And then the 3rd of March is because Halo Wars is street dated.
Right. What is it? Killzone hits on Friday, the 27th of February, so it's decided as a February game, and then you have a weekend.
And then you have Halo Wars.
And then you have Halo Wars
in
March.
Yeah, just to think of the two things as a month apart.
You can't. They're actually in the same window.
Like 4 days apart.
Yeah, they're going to be competing for your time. So you're exactly on that. So we'll see. We'll see about that. Time to wrap it up.
Yeah, I mean that's about all we have, you know, like creeping out of the news feeds. The last thing I wanted to make note of was something that we had had a space for in the previous episode, but lost in our shuffle and our edit at the last part of the show was I wanted to note the now very very smooth and permanent inclusion of the Immortal Machines to the Colony of Gamers.
Yeah, that is... When Voodoo came and talked to the founders, whatever the fuck we're called, you know, he's like, I want to merge Immortal Machines, and this is what I want to do. And I sort of stayed out of it, because I'm not really a PC guy, and damn if I'm, you know, a web tech guy to know how to do any of that shit. So I'm just like, okay, they're going to figure that stuff out. And damn if they didn't figure that out very, very well.
It's fantastic integration.
Holy shit.
It's a really, really great integration. It's nice to have...
PC love.
Such an unabashedly PC-centric organ within the whole Colony of Gamers thing. Immortal Machines being absolutely perfect for that role. I love them. I am glad that they are inclusive now. It really works for me. It's very nice to have somewhere to go every 6 months now to find the sticky thread on the best hardware of the moment.
Yes. Didn't we? We missed Liquid Rain's, his build your PC thread.
And it's just very nice. It's very nice to have that because we're also, even those of us that still maintain some very significant connection to the PC world, you need sort of a bright star to revolve around.
Mm-hmm.
To keep that kind of stuff relevant. Otherwise, you find your discussions of PC things being tucked in to empty corners in other places. And it's I could not be happier that they're
speaking there. Speaking of PC things, this is kind of a personal request. And jump in after I say it, but if you can email us, personally, this is just for me, but everyone at ingamechat.net, if you happen to pick up Burnout Paradise on PC, I would like to know how that is.
Because you know, is it going to be a Games for Windows Live thing?
I don't know anything about
because
that.
Because if it is, Scott's going to be the charter member of the 303 Club.
I would just like to know how that runs.
Yeah, I guess because it would have its own completion percentages. So.
Yeah, but still, you know, you think PC is so limit. Well, I say limitless, but for the most part, I mean, you can crank that resolution up pretty high. I don't know if you've seen the video, but they have a widescreen version of the game. There's a video of it over at Game Trailers, and it shows you what I see all the time. I mean, your boost bar and your map and everything else that's on your normal screen is kind of like when you watch programs in HD, and instead of the little station insignia being all the way at the far corner, it's moved in a little bit because, you know, you get to see the whole thing.
Right.
But then Burnout Paradise,
that's always been
beautiful.
That's always been the benefit. Is that
when it goes into the
resolution, you decrease the footprint of the UI in most cases. And sometimes those things are designed to scale as well. But if you want to get, you know, if you want to get rid of if you want to reduce the footprint of the UI and gain more real estate, then you increase your resolution.
Yeah.
And on the PC, it's very.
Just looked beautiful. Even when it went into Rex, you saw so much more.
Oh, that's what they do, man.
Yeah. I mean, obviously on the console, it focuses on your car and that sort of thing, but.
You know what you'll have?
You get the whole thing. What
you'll have? Inevitably, and I don't know to what extent it will exist. Somebody will mod it.
Yes! There's, again, limitless.
And I know that you're a fucking sucker for mods. You didn't spend enough time on the PC to, like, be a mod guy.
Yeah.
But you've played a handful of things that were very, very moddable, very mod-friendly.
Max Payne being one of those,
I know how much you liked it. That's a lot of added value that you can get out of those things. I know how much time you spent on Max Payne.
Yeah.
Even though you'd already played the game before on the console.
Yeah, I would just go through it so many different times, just like, the last time I kicked this guy, well, I'm going to kick him with my left foot this time, instead of my right foot. Oh, that was so much better. The animation was so much different, and I'll do the same, dude, I do it on the console now with Burnout Paradise. There is a little stretch, there's a little area, it's on the coast, you know where everybody hangs out and does barrel rolls on the beach and that sort of thing? It's actually, if you're going in the direction of that junkyard where you normally start out, I will come around that turn at full speed and look for a car coming at me and just kind of nick it on the side so I can get my car to hopefully do a couple of barrel rolls and some nice shit. And when it doesn't, I just go further, do a loop around, do it all over again and see what. And I do that over and over and over. Love it to death. I'm very curious as to what the PC thing brings to the table, how much you can crank up that resolution, how many frames per second you can get that thing going.
Yeah.
Just to see, you know, what it can do on that. Also of note is Mach Energy got his voicemail from David Hayter.
Nice.
Have you listened to that?
Yes, I have.
I haven't heard
it's
yet.
It's awesome.
It is great. He gave him like four or five different voicemails to choose from, all of which are just spectacular. It's just fucking great. I am so goddamn jealous.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, we talked to the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
What was that?
That was an audio interruption.
Yeah, I clicked on, like, a sponsored link in my Google Mail, and it started talking to me. I should have known better.
Yeah. Anyway, they left him voicemails, and I after I listened to it, there's a thread on Cog for it if you want to. He's made a YouTube video and put the audio in there. But after I listened to it, I was like, man, we've talked to this guy twice now, and I don't even have something that cool.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, damn it. So, yeah, that's great. Apparently, a lot of people are getting their stuff now from that, and it's wonderful. So, I want to thank David Hayter and thank everybody again for donating. It was a really great thing to do. We did get gold status finally, on not gold. Is it gold? Yeah, no, silver, gold, platinum. That's what it is.
Yeah,
and we finally got our gold status
good
over there
for us.
On the site. So
good for you for finally remembering which one of those three.
Yeah. All right, so that's
hey,
it for
let's
us.
Let's go. I'm going to eat a hot dog and drink a beer before they make that
before
shit illegal.
Before they make it illegal.
We'll do a mailbag segment later in the week.
Yeah, all right.
We already got a couple of messages, so...
Yeah, I know. How did it go?
I didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
We'll see you later.
It felt good, didn't it?